setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you are created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It is about your purpose, and your purpose is not about you. This is not a show about selfish ambition and, oh, make as much money as possible. Your great success is the only thing, blah, 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 all that pablum out there on the internet. This is about meaningful work, making a difference in your life because you know that you were created to work, to contribute. What is that unique role? Because all of us have this role that we were created to fill, and we need to fill it because somebody out there needs us to be the best version of us. And that is significant. So we're going above success and satisfaction that success can bring, but we're looking for significance, making our mark, leaving fingerprints. That if nobody knew we were there and they did a crime scene and they wanted to find evidence of who had done this, your fingerprints would be all over it. Change, influence, making a difference in the lives of others. That's what this is about. So that's what we discuss on the Ken Coleman Show. You've got the answers, I promise. I'm here to help you pull them out and see the patterns. What is your sweet spot? The intersection of what you do best, what you love to do, and the results that matter to you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We're going to start off with Daniel, who is in Chicago, where we're live on WCGO, Chicago's Smart Talk. Daniel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm really excited to talk to you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. What's happening?
So I started a new position in January as a global manager after leaving my previous role for 8 years. And the more that time's passed up until now, I've started having these feelings of being a fraud or just getting lucky for landing the position that I'm in. And after some, Google searches, I came across the term imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. And after reading through it, I instantly related to it. And I can give you some background on where I was coming from, but I just wanted to get, your opinion and see how you work through something like that.
Yeah, well, welcome to the human race. This is not a new syndrome. It's called imposter syndrome. And I've written about it at KenColeman.com, got an article on it. But the fact of the matter is, it's just good old-fashioned doubt, and doubt's never going to go away. Now, we can overcome doubt when it pops up its nasty, ugly head and sits on your shoulder and says, Daniel, you're a fake, you're a fraud, right? And so that's never going to go away. But when we hear that voice, we now need to figure out, well, where's that coming from? We want to always figure out where it's coming from, and then there's a way to overcome it once we go, oh, this is what's causing this, that's a lie. So the fact of the matter is you're not a fraud. You're not an imposter. You're not. And we'll get to the truth in a moment, but let's uncover the lie, because that's the first thing you have to do. You expose the lie. You call the doubt out, and you have. You feel as though you don't deserve the position and that you're such a fake. You're faking your way through it until you make it, and there's something driving those feelings, and that's a lie. So where do you think it's coming from? Where's that doubt coming from?
Well, my old position, I was fairly unbossed in the sense that I ran the department, and any ideas that I thought were beneficial to the department, to the team, I was able to essentially run with it. And with the help of my team, it became a very successful department. And so now in my current position, where it is a step up, there are more responsibilities. There is a much more structured chain of command to where I respond to more people, and I've noticed that a lot of the ideas that made my previous department successful aren't taking as well as I thought they would. So I almost feel like I'm not bringing in the value that was expected of me when I was initially hired on.
Okay. Is somebody telling you that, or that's just you feeling that way because in the previous job your ideas were received, implemented, and we saw measured results?
Yeah, no, it's being community. I mean, you know, it's not so much toxic. It's more of just, well, no, we're just going to go and do it this way, or we'll do it a different way instead of, you know, what I'd be proposing.
Okay. So what that means is that you feel like your opinion doesn't matter. And now you're going, well, I feel that my opinion doesn't matter. And I focus on that long enough to where I go, oh, I don't know that I actually matter that much.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on.
Right.
So if someone else isn't saying that to you, but this is a situation where you're making a suggestion and somebody else is going, no, somebody above you is going, no, nope, we're not going to do that. We're going to go this way. You have to accept that for what that is. What do you think that really is? Is it because they don't think you've got good ideas?
No, I mean, well, it's a mix of things. I mean, I almost think, you know, again, I took this position because there was a lot to learn as well. So I almost think that maybe, you know, there are better things for me to learn from, as opposed to, you know, where I came from. And so I'm trying to take it with a grain of salt and see the bright side of,
good.
Of, okay, well, if we're going to do this, then, you know, there must be a purpose to it.
And well, then dig into that.
And learn from it as much as possible.
Okay. So now that's the right spirit. So what you need to do is, I think you're doing the right things. I just think your focus is on the wrong things. So you've got a really good character and spirit about you when you say what you just said. So what you have to now do is focus on that. Not just say it to me when you and I are having a one-on-one and we're just kind of trying to dig into this. But you've got to, in the moment at the workplace, go, huh. It's almost like you're the rookie, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're the freshman on the varsity football team. You were a stud at middle school, but now you're a freshman. New system, older players, more experienced players, new coaches, and you think you're going to be just as effective as you were as an eighth grader on the seventh, eighth grade team, but you're not. Am I right? You catching this analogy? So what you've got to do is go, you know what? I want to play varsity. I want to start, but I know that I'm going to have to learn and earn. I'm going to have to learn a lot and then earn the starting position. So you have to focus on that and go, you know what? I'm not, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just in deeper waters now, right? And this is what you asked for.
Yeah.
You signed up for this. So be okay with not having as much influence and as much impact early on. But down the line, that impact and influence should increase. And when we see that happening, we're okay. Now, if it never happens, then we know you're probably not in the right role or maybe it's not a good culture. But I'm not hearing any toxicity. I'm not hearing anything other than you're just a little down on yourself because you're not starting. Yeah. You're not getting all the plays you used to get. Yeah. Nobody's handing the ball off to you. They just want you to hit the practice dummy. So that's okay. Do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do. And so how you overcome doubt is what we just did. The first step is we name it. And you named what was causing the doubt. Now we say that's a lie. And so we expose it and we just did. And we know the truth. The truth is you do have the talent to pull this off, don't you?
I do.
And you do have passion for the work. True or false?
Yes, absolutely.
All right then. So that's the truth. The truth is you will learn, you will grow, and as a result, you will earn the opportunity to be a starter. Stay with it. Don't you quit. And I really appreciate you calling, and your vulnerability has helped a lot of people who are in your shoes. Oh, I'm fired up, Joe. That's a good first call. Got to take a break, but don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Folks, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed, and because of that, the job market is more competitive now than ever before. If you've been laid off or you're just looking for a change, it's important that you're taking advantage of every tool out there to help you stand out in the hiring process. That's why I'm so excited to announce that my Get Hired digital course is on sale now. This is an online course with over an hour worth of video lessons that will walk you through how to stand out from the competition in your job search. We'll talk resumes, cover letters, preparing for interviews, and so much more. Plus, you'll get immediate access to my resume, how to win the interview, and how to follow up after the interview, plus career clarity. All of these are our Get Hired guides. All you need is a computer, tablet, or phone to watch, and you'll have access to unlimited replays of each lesson. If you're going to be looking for a job, you must do everything in your power to prepare, and this course will help you do just that. Go to kencoleman.com to buy the Get Hired digital course today. That's kencoleman.com. The Ken Coleman Show continues, taking your calls to help you get clear. Folks, clarity is the wonder drug when it comes to living and working on purpose. When you're clear, you'll have the confidence necessary to step out, keep stepping. And then when life throws its curveballs at you, and it will, it is the clarity and confidence that give you the courage to step into it, step through it, keep on moving. But you must have clarity. Many times you got to retreat back to clarity and say, hey, do I really want to keep doing this? Why do I want to do this? And the questions that we give you in the get clear stage, stage one of the seven stages, are always going to be able to help you get yourself back up on a firm foundation. Is this work, this company, this initiative, is it something that's in my sweet spot? Am I using what I do best, my talent, to do the work that I love, that's passion, to produce results that matter deeply to me, my mission? And you might have to make some changes. You might have to quit and start over. But whatever the process is, if you get back to that and go, hey, let me get clear again. Let me stay clear. Oh, we got to stay clear. Because fear, doubt, and pride will try to cloud our vision. It's like trying to drive in heavy fog. Nobody's doing it. It's paralyzing. So let's help you get clear. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577 is the number. Hey, we've got a great deal on my number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which was written for people who know what they want to do but not sure how to get there, which is a big part of this audience. And it is the proven strategy that will lead to the career you love. Proximity Principle says in order to do what you want to do, you've got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. So this idea is a simple little principle. It needs to become a habit, a way of viewing life. Hey, I got to get around the right people. I got to get in the right places. I do that, opportunities knock on my door. The book is available in all three formats for only one low price, $25. The hard copy, autographed by me, the ebook, and the audiobook read by me. KenColeman.com, $25. Go get it. 844-747-2577, the number. Let's go to Jeff, who joins us in Oakland, New Jersey. Jeff, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Great talking to you. Really, really appreciate your advice, and I could stand to gain from a little clarity.
All right, my man. I love it. What's happening?
Well, I'm 42 years old, married, father of four, working in the technology industry for 20 years now, with a great company. Really, really love them. Been here for 10 years, working on the individual contributor level. Make some good money, but haven't had a raise in 4 years. Well, last year they brought in this leader that we're really just banging heads with, myself and the leader. Well, now this year they're downsizing the team, and guess who's getting cut?
I'm guessing you.
Good guess.
Yeah.
So the technology is collaboration, and it's kind of a mature technology, so not quite as much demand, believe it or not, for the particular style that I support. However, on the good news side, I've been working really hard towards my Doctor of Computer Science degree. I just completed that in June.
Nice. So, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And anyway, now it's a time of transition, after I've been sort of comfortable for the last 10 years in a certain role. And I'm looking at what's next. And, I got the Proximity Principle audio book. Listened to it a couple times through. And still trying to digest it and figure out, what my best move is here.
Yeah. Well, what are you calling me specifically for today?
Well, basically it's a couple things. I mean, it's just, getting moved out of that comfort zone and finding out what's next and what, how high I should aim, considering.
All right. So do you have any ideas on that? Like, let me just ask you the fun question that really, to me, ultimately dislodges everything, but you've got to suspend fear and doubt. Okay. And the way I get you to do that is just simply by saying, I want you to tell me if you knew you couldn't fail. If I could just wave the Ken Coleman Show pencil in the air and poof, I put you in the dream gig, playing that role that you know you were created to play? What is it?
You know, I've really been leaning towards organizational leadership, and it's just starting to make more and more sense. You know,
yeah.
when you said couldn't fail.
Yeah.
Obviously, the stakes are really high in that level of,
right.
of a leadership role. But if you take away all fear of failure, then yeah, I think.
Yeah. Be more specific.
I have the credentials at this point.
Be more specific. Take me 10 years down the line. You're only 42. So let's go to 52. Okay. 57. I don't care. You pick the date. What are you doing? Tell me what you're doing during the day. I know it's organizational leadership, which just means leading. So what are you doing? What position? What's it look like?
Well,
dream, man, a dream day. You're like,
I appreciate it.
You're like, Ken, this is unbelievable, man. I feel like I'm stealing money from this organization. Come on. You can't fail.
Well,
what is it?
You know, I think I would like to advance in my current organization, because as I mentioned earlier, they are a great organization, and in terms of leading a significant size organization,
So hold on, you're getting too in the weeds. I want you to just tell me, are you the CEO? Are you the CTO? Are you the COO? Are you the executive VP of whatever? Tell me, what are you doing all day, every day as far as your role? I know you're
correct.
So tell me, what's that dream?
Probably VP level.
Okay.
A VP level.
Leading
a team
a team in the technology sector, or do you care whether it's technology or not?
I'm thinking it's going to be technology because
right,
I do love it. Yeah,
sure. So the only thing I'm confused about is you would like to be a VP in your current company, but I thought you told me they've just decided to lay you off.
Well, at least move me around a bit, and I'm down at the individual contributor level.
So they're not going to lay you off.
No, it's not. It's not necessarily a layoff. It's go do a different role is what they said. And
okay.
They have another role for me. So
oh, okay, good.
But it's just a lateral.
Okay, well that's good news though, because now we're stable. I'm glad we clarified that. So here's the deal. Now that you know what you want to do and why you want to do it, you've already got the doctorate. So I think you're pretty much qualified. You just got to get some good old-fashioned experience of leading people, because that's how leaders move up. They got to lead a team, lead two or three well. You're going to have to show them your credentials. You're going to have to really do some stuff that maybe are outside the box to get their attention to where they see you differently than they see you now. If you want to move up in your current organization, you can do it. I'm not going to put any limits on anybody, but I do think it might be a little bit more difficult trying to move up in your current company than it would be stepping into a new company eventually and working your way up there, or trying to move into a management role as you enter. Because you're going to have to rebrand yourself. Do you think they see you now as a potential leader?
You know, I have had a leadership role of a small team, you know, basically
good.
Just more like a peer leader,
yeah.
Kind of is what I had at the time. But to rebrand myself within the current organization, I think would be a pretty big task. And that's one of my big questions at this point. Is,
I'd look outside.
Should I be looking at other organizations?
Yep, I'd look outside.
Great.
Because I think the answer is no. I think the question I asked you, the straightforward answer is no. I don't think they see you as a potential leader that high up in the organization. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it is, and that's been one of the things that's been really top of mind is potentially looking outside at different technology companies.
I like it. I think it's a good thing for you. I think you want to move into management, so I think what you've got to do is really see. You've been listening to the proximity principle, and I think you've been looking for more clarity there, as opposed to really understanding that what you've been listening to is me tell you how you get there, and you've listened to it a couple times. So now this is, let's identify some companies that I think are a really good culture in the technology space. They're known for developing their people and promoting their people. And I'm going to start working my relationships so that I can convince them I have led before. I want to do more leading, and I've got the doctorate. I've got all this experience, and I know how to lead, and I want to lead. And you step into another company as a manager and work your way up. I think that's the plan. This is the Ken Coleman Show. What if you could be 100% confident that you're doing the right thing with your money? Well, folks, now you can with Ramsey Plus. We took our best tools and teaching and put them all together in one all-access membership. You'll learn the proven plan with Financial Peace University. You'll budget with the Every Dollar app, and you'll track your progress with the new Baby Steps app. Plus, you get a whole lot more. Go to kencoleman.com/plus and sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus today. That's kencoleman.com/plus. How you feeling out there, folks? You feeling like you're stuck? Feeling confused? Feeling some big-time fear? How about fear's nasty, ugly cousin, doubt? You feeling some doubt? By the way, a lot of times, doubt and fear, they kind of gang up on you. They call each other and go, hey, listen, I'm going to take the right shoulder today. You want to take the left shoulder? They're like, I'm in. Right? And they just won't shut up, right? Just talking to you. Hey, this is going to be a disaster. You can't pull this off. You're going to lose everything. People are going to make fun of you. Just back and forth. Just won't shut up, fear and doubt. They just like to hang out. So if that's you, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show, where we take on fear and doubt every day. Both of them are liars, and if you need me to help you uncover that and expose those dastardly little fellas, come on, 844-747-2577. Joe, I'm going to start calling Fear and Doubt the Dastardly Duo.
Nice.
It's one of my favorite words. I feel that's from like the 1980s when I was growing up, like maybe a superhero cartoon or something, or maybe a movie or a television show. Because nobody says dastardly.
I think it was Hanna-Barbera.
Hanna-Barbera, yeah, the Dastardly Duo. I feel like that. I must have heard that somewhere. I don't think I'm smart enough to actually come up with that is my point. But nonetheless, that's what fear and doubt are. So come on. Everybody deals with them. They're not going away, but there's a way to overcome them. So that's just part of what we do here on the Ken Coleman Show. And every once in a while, we have a random conversation about a word or a thought that pops in my mind. And then the medication kicks in and we get back on track. 844-747-2577, the number. Let's go to Cincinnati, Ohio, where Timothy joins us. Timothy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm living the dream, man. What's happening?
Well, for me, I'm trying to live the dream. I'm just a little bit nervous about what to do.
All right.
So to give you a basic rundown of what's going on, basically, and I can't say the name of the company out loud over the air for everybody, but
all right.
It's a company I'm working for. It's a delivery company that basically the CEO and president has announced that it is going to go out of business. And so no later than the end of this year, I will definitely be losing my job, unfortunately. And, of course, it's in the delivery career field. I don't necessarily hate or like the delivery career field. It's okay. Originally, when I was graduating high school, I wanted to go to school to be an attorney, but I didn't have the $250,000 to do it. But over the course of working the last 7 years, I've been in customer service, restaurants, which I really enjoyed, but it didn't pay that much, and now delivery. So I'm not sure how to find my sweet spot and or get clear, if that makes sense, and really what career field I should choose, because I don't want to trash my resume from having to hop from job to job. I just don't like that. I worked in the restaurant industry for the same mid-sized company for 4.5 years, so I really don't like quitting jobs.
Yeah, I think you're close. I think you're probably more clear than you realize. I think you're worried about all the hopping, and so I think you're worried about the wrong things. You've been listening to the program long enough to call me, so you know when we're in Get Clear, which is stage one, and we're looking at talent, passion, mission. Talent, what you do best, hard skills, soft skills. Passion, the work you really love. You do the work whether you're paid or not. The work itself, you just really look forward to it. You don't want to stop it. High emotion, high devotion. And then mission is the results of that work you love, because you can love the work, but it not spit off results that really fire your soul. So I've got a feeling that the work you love and the mission of the work that really drives you is customer service. I think you really enjoy having direct involvement in serving others and making their day or their meal or their product or something a little bit better. Am I on the right track?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just get right to it. Stop thinking about your resume and job hopping and what it might take to get qualified and change directions. Because I think you're a little bit afraid of, if I choose something new, I'm going to have to do all these different stops along the way, and I don't know if I want to deal with that. Am I right about that too?
Somewhat, but I'm more concerned about the pay, because every time I've taken a job, basically I've taken a pay promotion, except for one time when the restaurant closed. And I was laid off, and I had to temporarily take a second shift job, which I knew I wouldn't keep long term.
All right, I get it. So we'll worry about pay later. All right, let's just talk about the work, the purpose. What would you do tomorrow if I said, I'm fast forwarding your career, Timothy? I'm just going to put you where you ultimately want to end up. The dream. Where do you want to end up? What's the big dream that you, if you knew you couldn't fail, and you didn't even have to do all the qualifications and all the things to get there, I just fast-forwarded your life, what would you do?
Well, I would probably do something where it's like a desk job where I see lots of people every day.
Be more specific.
And I get to help a ton of people.
I love that.
Kind of like a customer service desk or something like that, where I just really, I get to meet a lot of people. I don't have necessarily like one set client or whatever, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or I'm just on the phone with a ton of different people.
Wow. Dude.
You know, where I just get to see lots of people because I'm a people person.
Yeah, you are. You are essentially a caregiver, but not in the traditional way we hear that with health or whatever. It's just you like taking care of people.
Right.
Okay. So is there an industry or a company that's like a dream industry or dream company where if I put you in charge of customer relations, you're at the big desk and you're taking care of people all day long. Is it in the automotive industry? Is it in the construction industry? Is it in the, you see where I'm going here? Is there a certain industry or a company you go, gosh, Ken, if I could be Mr. Customer Service for this company, that's what I would do. What comes to mind when I push you to that?
Nothing specifically. That's kind of where I'm like, yeah, I don't know about the company.
Okay, but think about the people you most want to help. So what people and what problem? Think about people that you'd want to serve, whether you're on the phone with them or in person, and what challenges or problems do you get fired up about solving? So think customer service. They got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of problems do you go, oh boy, if I could help with these problems all day long, man, I get the juice there. Anything?
That's kind of where I'm in the fog a little bit.
No, you're not in the fog. Let me tell you something. 2 years ago, I would be listening to you and I'd go, yeah, he just needs to get clear. And now I have a different opinion. Do you know what I think? I think you're a generalist. And generalist is not a bad thing. Here's what I mean. I think you just want to be taking care of people, and I don't think you give a crud what industry it's in, what company it's for, as long as it's a healthy company that does good for people and you're a part of it. I think you could go any industry you want to. You could be customer care in a hospital. You could do customer care at a company like Ramsey Solutions. You could do customer care at an automotive company. You could do customer care in a restaurant. I think as long as you're serving people and you've got an opportunity to grow in that role of serving people, maybe you eventually move to management where you're training the whole stinking crew, everybody from the chef to the busboy to the hostess, right? Or the host.
Interesting you bring that up because I used to do that. I used to actually work in a kitchen. I actually used to train everybody that came in.
I think you're passionate about serving people and creating an environment where people are served well. And I think that makes you a customer generalist. And I don't think it matters what industry. But I think if you could get on in a restaurant or something like that and move up within a large restaurant company and be the guy who's just crazy passionate about the best possible customer experience, I think you're in love. That's what I think. What do you think?
Okay. Sounds great, except I don't know about the pay. I mean, I don't want to take a large pay cut.
Dude, what are we? I don't want you to think about it. I just said I'm going to give you a path to move up. How much do you make right now? I got 20 seconds. What'd you make last year?
Last year, before I took my new job, I made probably about 25,000 max.
Dude, you're not making any money at all. You're going to make plenty of money if you do what I just told you. Find a place to get in and serve. Work your way into management and helping train others serve. You're going to make double that in your first year. This is the Ken Coleman Show. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So thrilled to have you with us as we take on the most important issue in your life. Your purpose. Uh-oh. Some of you are turning the dials and you go, uh-oh, what political issue is he going to throw out there? And I threw a curveball at you. No, your purpose. Your purpose isn't about you. It's about everybody else. You were created to fill a unique role through your work. In other words, you were created to contribute. So we're trying to help you figure out, what is that unique role that God put me on this planet to fill? You figure that out, and now you're on your way to working like no one else and truly making significance your destination. See, a lot of people are chasing success, and then they'll get some satisfaction because of that success. We're driving towards significance here on the Ken Coleman Show. So welcome aboard, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky. Kristen joins us there. Kristen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I wanted to start by thanking you for your show and your book, because I'm in a really low place right now with my career, and I just started your book, and it really uplifts me and helps me to motivate and really get through. So First of all, thank you for everything that you do. It means so much to some of us out here that may be isolated, especially during COVID. It really helps to keep us going. I've been with a law firm for 10 years, and about 9 of the years I worked remote, so there wasn't much career advancement. I went from about $15.50 an hour to about $17.80 an hour now. And I have been irresponsible with my money, with my credit, and I'm $30,000 in debt. And I was moved and put in an actual office 1 year ago, and it's turned out to be toxic there, and it's not working out for me, and I'm reaching an all-time low, and I've been applying for jobs all year, but I haven't got an interview yet. So I have to figure out where to go from here, and the only thing I could come up with is accounting school, but with the debt, I don't have the money to go to accounting school right now.
Yeah. No, you don't need school, but we do need a plan. We do need to figure out where to go from here. And many times the where to go from here is intimidating for people because they don't know where the ultimate destination is. So what we really need to do, even though you're going, Ken, I just need to get out of this environment, and I understand that in the short term, but we need to look at the long term and dream for just a moment so that we can go, okay, if this is the mountain I ultimately want to be on, now that's going to dictate everything I do starting right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So let's just dream for a minute, because I know you're down. So let's go to a happy place. Now, Kristen, if my Ken Coleman Show pencil that I'm holding in my hand was magic, and I could just go poof, and I fast forward you 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now, and you're working, and you can't fail, and you're crushing it, and you're telling everybody you know, golly, my work is so amazing. What is it that you're doing? What would you want to do? If money weren't an object, you were just crushing it, what would that look like?
So this is going to be a split one for me, because my whole entire life since I was a child, I've been highly involved with animals and dog training and dog rescue. But I've been very much encouraged by my family to not ever pursue that. And I got a bachelor's of science, actually, in criminal justice. And that's how I ended up in working in the law field.
So tell me, forget the family for a moment. I'm really, really disappointed in that. But that happens more than you know. And they probably were coming from a good place trying to give you the best career. But let's say you were making $20 an hour and you were going to be getting out of debt. And you had a nice career, what would you be doing? What would you be doing for animals? What would be that dream job? Doing for or with animals? What would you be doing?
Like maybe working at a kennel, maybe taking care of them, you know, just simple things that I love doing with animals, whether it's giving them medication, feeding them, walking them, training them, just anything. I'm really great with all types of animals.
All right. So what I want you to do, because schooling's not an option, so we can't think about, it doesn't sound like you want to be a veterinarian. Maybe you want to be a nurse in the animal field or whatever. But, you know, you're in horse country. I just wonder if with that industry being such a big time industry and a lot of money in that, I wonder what positions you could do in the horse industry eventually. But I wonder what could you do now? So here's my challenge to you. You need to get out of debt. You're in a toxic environment. Until you find another day job that pays you what you're making now or more, I want you to go, you know what? I'm going to get serious about paying off debt. And I'm going to lift my spirits at the same time. And the way you're going to do that is by getting a side hustle, taking care of animals. See, you don't need a degree for that. You don't need to work 40 hours. You don't have 40 hours. Start making extra money taking care of animals and get your spirit going, and then start looking for opportunities. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues, helping you figure out the answer to the age-old question, what should I do with my life? Yeah, this is Purposeful Talk Radio, not political talk. Welcome one and all, 844-747-2577. That's the number. You can call right now. And if you don't get us when we're live, yeah, well, you can leave a voicemail and we'll figure out how to get you calling into the show. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Tim is up next in Madison, Wisconsin. Tim, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Ken.
Sure, man. How can I help?
So I've been in the financial industry for a number of years, and I'm currently in a leadership role, and I've done quite well for myself. I built a good team, and my company's great, and I love my job, but I've started to be recruited within my company to go to other departments because of the reputation I've built. And some of the roles are tempting, and the conundrum I'm having is, do I leave a good job with good pay and a team that I've built to stay within the company but go to a job that is new to me but has much higher potential for growth and income levels?
The answer is yes, without a doubt in the world, if the new position or any future opportunities are equally in your sweet spot. So this is why I teach what I teach, and this is where it gets fun. Because, Tim, you really are the ideal caller here that I want as many people listening to the show to get to Tim land, right? Where Tim is clearly in his sweet spot. But now he's getting opportunities to continue to grow, and so the key is stay in the sweet spot. Doesn't mean we don't change. You could change careers, certainly change positions, change companies, but you stay in the sweet spot. So it's a simple question. Does the new opportunity that you just told us about, does it allow you to use what you do best, your hard skills and soft skills?
Yes.
Is it going to involve, let's call it 80% of your day made up of work that you really love, just the work itself? You love the work.
Yeah, it would go from no longer leading a team initially, but giving you that potential to get back to that leadership role of a bigger team.
Okay. Sounds like that's kind of a yes.
Yeah.
If you're not leading people, what are you going to be doing? And then you don't have to tell me, but is that work that you at least go, okay, I may not love it, but this is a short season, and it's kind of like you, Ken, in the old days when you were, you know, hosting live events that nobody was at. You didn't really love hosting those events, but it was just part of what you had to do. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. It'd be going from running my team and hitting team goals to being responsible for my own goals in more of that sales commission environment, and eventually getting back to leading a bigger team and
Great.
Team goals again.
Okay, perfect. So check. So that works. And then finally, does the results of this new job opportunity, the results of the work that you will do individually and then when you're leading a team, does it matter deeply to you, those results?
Yes.
Then it's in your sweet spot. Yes or no?
Yep.
So then we always say yes. With one, I'll give you one more caveat to be so thorough, not just for you, but for other people listening in, okay? Because I have said this before and I mean it. So this is actually a great example for you, Tim, for the rest of the audience. You are the example. Tim, I say take it if you're going to remain in a very healthy culture, and I'm assuming you are. But for those of you that are like Tim, but you would be taking a position outside the company, you don't want to take a job that's in your sweet spot, but is for a horrible company, meaning a toxic culture, because then you could be in your sweet spot and hate going into the office. But this is a company you already know, so I'm assuming the culture is good, correct?
Correct, yeah, it's a great company.
So it's a done deal. I see no reason, unless you haven't asked me something that I'm unaware of or told me something I'm unaware of, this is an absolute no-brainer. Because what you're doing is you are leaving good to take the opportunity to be great. And good to great is always the worthy transition.
Okay. And the initial concern really was it'd be a month or two stepping back with a little lower pay, but then that pay would increase within the first month or two as well. So be back to making more than I currently make.
Yeah, so plan for that. You adjust the budget or, you know, whatever you need to do. I think you're making a good enough money that this isn't even going to be an issue. It's just all in your head, which I understand. There's always a psychological thing to, huh? Got to take a step back for 2 months, but I can replete. You know, it's kind of like, look, this is what I got to do. It's the price of entry. And so if the price of entry is worth it to you, then don't even worry about the couple months of less pay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, man. I'm proud of you. Congratulations. We got to celebrate a little bit. I hope you're going to celebrate tonight.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Proud of you. Really awesome, man. That's fun. See, we want as many Tims as possible on this show where you have grown in your career. He's done very well to the point where now he's being promoted, which, by the way, that's the stage we don't talk a lot about, Joe, because we're getting a lot of people on the path. But stage five is get promoted. And so he's done such a good job that people are coming to him. They're going, hey, we want you to take this position and this position and this position. And so he's going, Ken, should I do it? And so what do in stage five when we get promoted? We get opportunities to get promoted. We go back to stage one, get clear. And that's what we did with Tim. We walked him right back through it and we go, does this new opportunity keep you in your sweet spot? And if the answer is yes, then take it. Way to go, Tim. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Maya, who joins us in Dallas, Texas. Maya, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to try to be brief. So before COVID, I felt like I kind of knew what I wanted to do with my life. Like I wanted to be in like client services, like marketing, but I also wanted to do YouTube part-time.
Okay.
And after COVID, like I was working two jobs and they both had the opportunity for me to like get promoted. And then COVID came and like both of those roles kind of went away.
Okay.
And it kind of made me a little, you know, like sad. So I stopped doing YouTube as much as well. And recently my old company called me back. Well, I kind of reached out to them and I was like, hey, like I was furloughed in May. I'm sorry. I reached out to them and I said, listen, like, I know this role is different from my other role, but I'm kind of scared. Like, I want to just work because I really wasn't finding anything out there. It was kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that the role I can transfer into it, and it is like a demotion, but with overtime, I would get paid around the same amount, but it's more laborious. Like, I'm going to be like moving a lot of stuff.
Right.
And I'm like a very athletic person. So like, I workout and stuff. So
there
I'm just trying to see if you think it's a good idea for me to like kind of, because I'm in baby, well, I was in baby step two before this, but I pressed pause, but I kind of just really want to start the baby steps again and get back out there. So do you think it's a good idea for me to just go back working and just take this role and grind it out for like 6 months to a year and try to get back on the plan? Or
yes. Listen, you need to take it. Two reasons why. Number one, you need to work. You need some stability. Mm-hmm. You need the money, not just for the baby steps and getting out of debt, but just stability, right? Get your mm-hmm. juice back. Because Maya, mm-hmm. who's working and she sees herself taking care of the bills and paying off debt, that Maya is going to be the Maya who's back on YouTube and doing what you really love there and building there. And then, you know what? This is a minor thing, but you're an athletic person who likes to work out. So you know what? You're gonna work out and burn some calories on the job while getting all those other benefits. And I think that you are now refocusing. Once you get stable and you're feeling good again and the old Maya's back, I think you're figuring out your future and you know exactly what you wanted to do. And so you get back on that path because you go, you know what? So what? I'm back at my old job and it's a slight demotion, but with overtime, I'm making the same amount of money. And you know what? Maybe 6 months from now, COVID chills out and you transfer to another job that's actually a promotion. Mm-hmm. And it's another day job, but it's more money and you're grinding it, but you're making progress. That all leads to Maya doing what she really wants to do. Maya, yes, do it. Go, Maya, go. I'm cheering you on. Way to go. Proud of you. What a great perspective you have. So yes, you should do that. Good on you for taking your future in your own hands, and you did it. You called and reached out. Good for you. Well, my time's almost up, but before I let you go, I want you to know you matter. And you do have what it takes, just like Maya. Thank you for listening. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.